views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? You're with Artie and Sky. We are Angels and Answers.
And we're not shy.
That's right. We're definitely not shy. It's not one of our qualities.
No.
So if anybody wants to call in, Brian, what's the number for everyone
right
to call
here,
in?
Baby.
What is it?
It's 1-800 and it is 930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. The glasses and the eyes. I got to go for an eye exam because I'm having difficulty seeing. I tell you the truth. We work off a monitor, folks, and we have certain numbers that are up on the monitor. So I have these new pair of glasses, and they're not really working so good. So please forgive me. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. And if you'd love to get a beautiful reading, I mean intense, folks, with my wonderful partner, Artie. His number is 877-ANGEL-02. That's ANGEL-02. And my number is 1-908-500-1474. If you'd like to get a good reading. And Artie and I really get down and dirty with you guys. I mean, we ask you if you want to know everything because, you know, we can tell you everything. But there's some people out there who just want to know particulars. So we also take that into consideration, and we also go by your own feelings. We never push anything on you, and if you don't want to know about it, we certainly won't tell you. But if you absolutely want to know everything, go to Ernie.
there's some people, my readings lately, well, forever, but mostly lately, have been off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing really, really well. We both have. And so this girl comes to see me the other night, and I'm doing a reading for her, and she asked me a heavy-duty question about her relationship. And before I started looking at the angel cards, I said, do you want to know the outcome? I says, in this moment, I don't know because I'm not asking right now, but once the cards flip over, I will tell you whether your relationship's going to last or not, because, you know, I could see in her demeanor, I could feel her energy like she's... She wants it to work, and is it going to work? And
yeah.
And she's really, really nervous about it. So I said to her, I said, I will tell you the truth of the matter. I said, but, you know, do you want me to tell you, you know, good, bad, or indifferent? And she was hesitant for a little bit, and she says, no, go for it. And I told her, and, it ended up being good news.
Good.
It did. It ended up being good news for her.
We always like to hear good news.
Yeah. So, but, you know, some people, when they ask, you know, some heavy, deep questions, and I know it's like going to affect them in a strong way,
yes.
Even though it's the truth. But, you know, some people aren't capable of handling
yes,
the truth.
That's true. They want to know, but then when they find out.
But they only wanted to know if it's the good stuff.
It's the good stuff. Well, over the weekends, I had gone into a psychic shop. And I sometimes go in there, you know, just because I need herbs or I need certain oils and things. I love, you know, Michael and Metatron. They're always my protectors. And I have special sprays and oils that I always use for them to protect me. And I was running low, and there I went to New Hope. New Hope is a beautiful little community in
Pennsylvania.
New Jersey. Yeah, oh yes, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I was going to say New Jersey.
I know.
It's so close to New Jersey. But anyway, I go into the psychic shop, and I've been going here for years, and the guy behind the counter, I really never stopped and spoke with him. What an interesting, amazing man. And I'd love to have him on the show one time. He looked at me and he says, you know, you belong to the Rose Society.
The Rose Society?
Yes, I've never heard that. I says, what is the Rose Society? Being a fool, not knowing. He says, you are a psychic medium from birth. I says, are you serious?
He said, you're a psychic medium from birth. Oh, I 100% believe that. Yeah, I felt that right away.
So then he shows me, he gives me some tarot cards. I says, you know, I never read tarot cards. He says, you can read them. I says, no, I can't. He says, yes, you can. So he pulled out his personal deck and he puts three cards down. And he says, tell me what these mean. And I just gave an interpretation of my inner feeling through my spirit guides. And he says, you're absolutely correct. And then he says, I want to tell you something. The deck that you've touched, no one in 40 years has ever touched, or have I ever taken these out to show anybody except you. He says, I want to tell you, you have amazing powers and you are a very pure heart. Then he takes me over to this sort of like a cross, but it has like every denomination within this cross. And in the center, I'm looking at it, I'm saying, what the heck? I don't even understand this. So he goes, look in the center. And there was a rose. He says to me, do you know that you are a member of that, the Rose Society?
I tell him you didn't get a memo.
I didn't either, but you know what? My middle name is Rose. How do you like that?
Really?
Yes, it is.
See, I just learned something new. I didn't know it was Rose.
Yeah, Sky Rose. And also, I mean, he gave me so much amazing information. He's very informative. He's a love. He's been with his partner for 30 years, God bless him.
Wow.
Yeah, he's such a great guy, and I love. He's so colorful. He's so entertaining. He's so genuine. You know, I'd love to have him on the show one day. You'd love him.
All right. We'll have to have him on the show one day.
Yes, we have to.
We have Katharine Hepburn here with us.
Yes, darling. And we do encourage you guys to please call us, because our show is 1 hour now, folks.
Yeah, it's so, not 2 hours, it's 1 hour. So yes. Get us while we're hot, baby.
Yes.
Otherwise, forget about it, baby. So anyway, so this topic is about taking chances with love and with life. And if you're going to experience the best that love and life has to offer, you have to be able to take some risks involved in life. And if not, if you're playing the defensive card, you can only experience it at a certain level. And, you know, it's really interesting because a lot of my reads within this last week have been mostly about relationships.
Yeah.
And so the girls who I've been reading say that they want the most out of their relationship, or they want the most out of their guy, but yet they're just like totally holding themselves back. And so, you know, I was giving them lots of spiritual advice and, you know, telling them, you know, what to expect with their relationship. And the ones that went, you know, poo-poo caca, as far as it wasn't turning out so good, but, you know, I started describing to them their future love and how and when and all that other good stuff. So, but I said to them, I said, you're going to have to change your game plan as far as the way you've been, you know, progressing in your life and the way that you are with your relationship, because it's not going to work for you now.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it was really interesting because when I, you know, because with, I had like four reads like that were very, very similar. And with each one, I tweaked it to be like the information, generally speaking, was the same, but yet each individual had their own special meaning, had their own special
need.
Right. And, so it was like, and they're shaking their heads yes to me, and they can relate to everything that I'm saying. Yeah. And the cool thing is that they didn't even say a word to me. They just sat there, and I'm looking at the angel cards, and I just looked at them, and I said, you're all about the relationship now, aren't you? And they were just smiling with me, like shaking their head. And one girl said to me, what, does it look that obvious on me? I said,
that is too funny. You know what? We do have a call already. And it's Patty from Queens, New York. Hello, Patty.
Hello.
Patty?
Yes.
Hi, how are you, sweetie?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
What's cooking, honey? What can we do you for?
You know, before you start, I think that you need to make some compromises and choose a new direction. But you need to remain positive. And things will change if you believe in that, if you believe in it, if you believe in yourself. Okay, now you can go ahead. I just had to get that off my chest.
Okay, all right. I'm going to say something. I believe the statement is true, but I need to tell you something before. back in 2001, I went to see my doctor. He said I was anemic and I need to see a gastroenterologist. So I made an appointment to see a gastroenterologist in New York City. And where I went, I was 5 minutes late. When I went up the exit to get to the building of the medical center where I had to go, they found a suspicious package the same moment as my appointment. Okay, and I had to leave. I couldn't even go to the doctor. So then a few months later, I made an appointment with another gastroenterologist in my neighborhood in Queens. And then what happened was that the doctor said, I have to get an endoscopy and colonoscopy. But because of the way my insurance was, I need to change doctors so to have a procedure done in a hospital. And they say it would take a week. So the following week, I was supposed to have it done. But that was the same week, my mother ended up in the hospital. And I had to stay home to take care of my father. And so when my mother got out of the hospital, she says to me, I think someone's trying to tell you something. So then in 2007, I had a problem with my stomach. So I made an appointment to see a gastroenterologist.
Excuse me, I have to cut you off for a second because we've got to go to a commercial break. So, and then just get to the chase as far as what the purpose is. So hold on because we're going to go to a commercial break now. And so stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the archangels, from the ascended masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Guy Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers.
Woohoo!
And now we are going to continue with Patty. Hey, Patty.
Hello?
Hey, Patty.
Hi, Patty. Go ahead.
Hey, Pat. Pat, cut to the chase.
Yeah, we only have an hour, and there's a lot of people waiting, honey.
Okay. So,
what is it that your question is?
Four times I tried to see a gastroenterologist, and every time I tried to see a gastroenterologist, either I hear something on the news that someone just died from anesthesia, being in a dentist's office, or there's ice on the floor. That rained the night before. I went to see a gastroenterologist. It was turned all ice, and I couldn't see the gastroenterologist. I'm just concerned that I'm one of the unlucky few people. I think God stopped me all four times from seeing those gastroenterologists, because I believe I'm one of the unlucky few people. God showed me that I'm probably one of the unlucky few people that could die from any type of sedation.
No, I don't believe that. I just think that maybe they're overstating what you have because you have good insurance and they want to, you know, it's not a necessity. It's more practicality than a necessity. Because you know what? That happened to me one time. I had gone to a doctor and he told me I had glaucoma. I went to another doctor, told me I had glaucoma. The third doctor I went was a glaucoma specialist. And he says, thank God you didn't go for the surgery because my eyes are very deep set. And of course, my pressure is in the 30s. But he said the liquid in comparison, the pressure in comparison to the size of my eye is perfect for me. So had they done that surgery, my whole eyeball would have deflated and I would have been blind. So, you know, sometimes it's not what you're, it's a bad thing. Sometimes it's a good thing.
I believe that each individual case, each individual circumstance is different.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and so a lot of times people could project their fears. So it's like what you're afraid of. It's not necessarily the reality of the situation, but also if you project your fears, you're going to start hearing songs about what it is that you're fearing, and it's not necessarily the reality. So,
well, because I'm 53 years old. I actually went for a virtual colonoscopy back in 2003, and they didn't find anything. So I'm over 50. I'm supposed to do a colonoscopy. I'm actually really scared to be put under sedation.
Afraid. I don't see anything bad happening.
No, don't be afraid. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. I think it's a routine thing. I think if you have that in your family, you should go more often than others do. But I absolutely think you should keep up on your medical. However, I don't feel anything life-threatening or any illness for you in the near future. So, you know, just so
what
you
I should do is, what I should be doing is detoxify my body. And because I'm doing, like, next week I'm going to be on vacation, like the week of the 7th, and I promised myself I'm going to be juicing. I'm going to do the alkaline diet, the acid, because I believe the more your body is acidic, I have cancer in my family. So I want to get my body more alkaline so any diseases that can develop, it could be stopped. Because I believe cancer can thrive on acidic bodies. If you
put it this way, keeping an alkaline diet, I mean, diseases can very rarely exist when your body is in perfect alkaline state.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the right thing to do. But we do have to go, okay, Pat?
It was nice talking to you, Pat.
All right, but you don't see any issues.
You're going to be fine, honey. Don't worry about it. Don't overthink it. You're going to be fine.
Right. Keep up with your normal medical procedures, your normal medical visits, and everything will be good.
You're going to be fine. Thanks for calling, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, well, you know, everybody should keep up with their medical. Because your body, you get one, and God forbid there's something brewing without you knowing, you can, you know, nip it in the bud, and you have more of a chance of survival. But if you don't do that, you know, things could get carried away. And by the time you're starting to feel sick, it could be too late. So I do always tell everybody to girls, go for your mammograms, your pap smears. Men, go have your prostate taken care of, checked. Colon cancer, you know, God forbid, for anybody, go get your colon checked. You know, these are just very routine, very easy tests. Always go for a blood test, make sure everything is good with your blood. Because I do believe that when you have the right counts, blood counts and blood counts, you will stay healthy. They could see a lot of things, a lot of deficiencies within the blood. So it's a very simple test. It's a little stick of the finger, a little stick of the arm, and it's not a big deal. And that could save your lives. So if you are thinking about going to the doctor, have a list made out. Look on the computer and see what the primary tests that are recommended by the FDA or the MDA. Find out.
Or the NBA.
Or the NBA. Or the CBS. Or the NBC.
Or the CIA.
Or the FBI.
Someone's going to help you.
Right. So, you know, just look at the regular, normal routine checks and go for it.
All right. So let's getting back to the topic about being able to step up your game and being able to experience love at its ultimate. Because when I tell you, probably more than 50% of my reads, people are asking me, and I'm sure they're asking you, Sky,
yes.
Who's my next love? Where do you see me meeting this person?
Why aren't I getting anybody?
Well, how come I'm not getting anybody? And a lot of times it has to do with the person does within their own actions.
Right. You know, I noticed that, no, I like the shirt. Very nice. I like the material. 9 out of 10 of my clients actually say with their mouth, they verbalize that they want somebody in their lives, but literally with their actions, they're pushing them away.
Yeah, no, it's know what it is. It's there. People are looking for a relationship of convenience.
Yeah.
In other words, their schedule is so tight between going to work, taking care of their family, working around the home, and not leaving any time just for themselves, feeling guilty about having time for themselves because they always got to keep busy. And then they want to know, you know, am I ever going to meet somebody? And they don't go out that much.
Well, the first thing you have to do is get rid of the word guilt. Guilt should not be in your vocabulary. It's non-existent.
It's not in my vocabulary.
Yeah, I know that.
It's not in my vocabulary.
It's not in mine either, because I feel it is a very useless emotion. But we're going to get back to that, folks, right after this commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And so if anybody wants to call in, just give us a call at, what number is that?
The number to call is 19, oh, wait a minute.
No,
that's
you're
my number. 1-800-930-2819.
There you go.
Yeah, I got to get rid of these glasses. They suck. I'm not even kidding, folks.
I'm still waiting for the glasses to pull through for me.
Did you go?
Huh?
Did you go for an eye exam?
For an eye exam,
How's your eye? Better?
Huh?
Is your eye better?
It's better. Is it better?
Or you want to know
something? I'm getting used to it, but you want to know something? I'm trying something different. There was, and I don't know why I was delaying, but I actually went out and got what I was supposed to get for my one eye that's all screwed up.
Yeah.
This fellow, who, when I was at the Arthur Findlay in England,
I'm concerned.
I'm not worried about it.
I am.
Yeah. Okay. But in any case, so he said to me, he said, put garlic in your ear. He says, and he's a healer. The fellow's a healer.
Okay.
He says, put garlic in your ear. He says, because the membrane of your sinuses and stuff, he says, it's connected to your eyes. He says, and the garlic will help clear up your sinuses. When your sinuses are cleared up, that's connected to your eye.
And if,
he says, it's going to clear up.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I remember you having a sinus thing when this happened to you.
You mentioned that. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So, but, you know, overall, it's like, I don't know. I'm just not concerned. I'm not worried.
I don't think there's anything drastic. I don't think it's going to get any worse either. It's just annoying. I remember when I got hit by the car.
Annoying.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be
that
annoying.
Is very, you know what the most annoying thing is? That I don't have feeling on the left side of my back.
Really?
Yes. So it, in the beginning, it was like, oh, my God, get like this. It felt like I was carrying a book bag of bricks on my back.
Really?
Yes. Oh, wow. Artie, you have no idea. I was telling the doctors in the hospital after I woke up from this lousy coma that I was telling them I'm laying on sneakers because I just felt like I was laying on shoes. And they said, you're not laying on shoes. I said, yes, I am. And it was because the neurological part of that back was completely wiped out. So I have no feeling now. In fact, my husband scratches my back. It's nothing scratched, nothing scratched, nothing scratched.
Really? Yes. You can't feel it at all?
I can't feel a thing.
Wow.
You can stick a needle in my back and I won't feel it.
Wow. All right, I'll do it after the show.
Okay. Use the knitting needle, please.
See? Don't needle me.
So you got to stop needling me. All right, so anyway, we're getting back to love. So, you know what? Do not put guilt in your vocabulary. I want everybody to make time for themselves. And don't feel guilty about it. You deserve it. Without you, then there's nothing else. Figure it out. You come first because without you, everything that you do for everybody else and for yourself is non-existent. Because then you get into depression, you get into being alone, I want to take time, I just want to be by myself, And you don't want that. You want to be in the hub. You want to make every day count. You want to have a little bit of happiness every day in your life. And that could be just taking your dog and walking him to the dog park and watching him play with the other puppies. You know, it's just as simple as that. But you need to lighten your heart up. You need to devoid yourself of the everyday mundane problems that everybody has. You're not alone. So do something for yourself every day and get out of that coma that we walk around in, all of us.
Well, what's one of the things that people tend to do is that they want a relationship of convenience. In other words, they keep their lives so busy with their personal responsibilities or whatever it is they want to do or have to do, that the time comes when they have off, and all of a sudden their kids don't need them, or they're not working or whatnot, it's like, you know what, I'm feeling a little lonely now and I want somebody in my life. But when you're in a...
Well, if you can manifest
Yeah, when
that.
You're when you're in a healthy relationship, no. It's like you block out the time.
I know.
If you want it that bad, you block out the time.
Oh,
and so many people over all the years of being conditioned by their ex-husband or being conditioned by their kids or being
right.
conditioned by their work, you're so used to constantly coming, you know, being busy that all of a sudden it's like any open time they have, they don't spend enough time either with a partner or with their friends. And they end up just, like I said, just going in their routine.
Right.
And, you know, when they want to go out with their friends, they can go out with their friends. You know, finally they have that moment. But then sometimes their friends aren't available. So, but everything is a matter of a personal choice.
Right. You know, there's some people out there that do say, oh, I wish I had a committed relationship. But really, do you want that?
Do you want that?
Do
right.
Do you really want that?
And so it's all up to you as far as, you know, what your desires are, what you really want. But everything has its pros and cons. Everything has its pros and cons. You know,
right.
as far as, you know, being in a relationship or being in a committed relationship or being in a relationship with just friends or whatever, it's like, you know, whatever it is that you want, all right, there's also there's a yin and a yang. It's like if you want that all-out relationship, then you need to be committed to that all-out relationship. If you're looking, say, you know what, I just don't want all the responsibility or the connection to it, then that's your personal choice, and then it is what it is.
Right.
But like I said, a lot of women who I've been counseling, you know, it's like those times when there's nothing going on, all of a sudden they go, you know, I really wish I had someone in my life. But what happens is that they connect being in their past relationship, like somebody who is like, you know, not the nicest, because like somebody who's been in one or two relationships before, it's like, but I don't want to be in another relationship just going back into the heated pot again. I don't want to go into that crap again. So, you know, you're just patient enough to wait for that right person to come along who connects with your dynamics.
I have to rebut that. Every person is different.
Every person is
different.
Every
relationship is
different. I 100% agree.
But if you go into a relationship and you're only giving a certain amount and you're expecting the other shoe to drop, honey, it's going to drop. So what I say is think back to the last poor relationship you had and try and change. Look it over and be honest with yourself and see if maybe... You know, you had a part to play in that relationship that wasn't so great. You know what I mean? Maybe you could have been a little bit more loving. Maybe you could a little bit at his disposal. You know, I'm not saying it was your fault. I'm not saying it was his fault. But maybe it was a combination
of both
and not being 100% right with your verbiage to each other.
What I tell people is that when they've been like married since forever, and
since,
you know,
dinosaurs,
exactly, and so what happens is that, you know, they live their life and then your partner lives their life, and like you guys haven't connected, you're busy in your work world, they're busy in their work world, you're busy with your family and friends and they're busy with their friends, whatever. And so a lot of times when they say, you know, I've been with the same person forever, and they go, but I could tell, you could definitely tell when somebody's personal heart is starving inside.
Yeah.
And I said to them, I said, if you really want to connect, because not everybody wants to connect with their partner.
They really don't
because it's like they don't have that dynamic anymore. They don't have that love anymore.
Why can't they make it?
But if they want to, and it's just that, you know, they're on two separate tracks, I say, you know what? You got to start dating each other again.
Right.
You have to bring the mystery back. You got to bring that love back and start dating each other again and make it exciting. And so, and I've heard this many, he's so busy or they're so busy. It's like, it's just, they would just never. I say, you know what then? If you already pre-plan something 2 weeks or a month in advance to go away that's already booked, and say, honey, you know, I know, you know, you're always spontaneous and you always say, well, maybe next time or I can. But if something's already booked, and say, listen, I already booked it.
Right.
You know, and so you just put it out there, you know, and you make it happen.
I want to tell you something on a personal note.
But after our break, I'm sure you
will.
It's
going to be 2 seconds. You have an infection in your body.
I do.
Yes, you do.
Huh.
And I feel it's in this area right here.
Oh, around the sinuses?
Around the sinuses. sinuses. Have your ears been itchy lately?
We'll have to check it out. All right, everyone, stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Hey, listen, guys, I want to tell you to call in. We have, I'm going to give you the number for the studio so you can give us a shout. We're only on for an hour today. The number is 1-800. Right, you keep pulling away.
1-800-930-2819.
Okay, there it is. 1-800-930-2819. Now, as I was saying, Artie, I think that you have an ear infection.
Okay.
You should go see an ear doctor.
Okay.
Do you feel like tickly in the ear?
Well, my ear, to be honest with you, my hearing has been like a little off.
Yeah? And you feel like underwater a little bit?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it was weird because like my hearing goes in and out and sometimes I have to switch my phone over to the other side of the ear because
of
that.
It's simple. It's a nothing thing. It's just like a little ear thing.
Yeah.
And so, in fact,
but I am going to have that checked out.
If they sometimes when they put the solution in and they clean it out, it's as good as new.
Oh, cool.
Because I don't feel like a fever or a sickness. I just feel like you're having a little difficulty with
like
the ear.
With the ear infection. Yeah, with the ear.
I'm not even sure it's an
infection.
It wasn't
hurt. It's not hurting, but I notice sometimes my hearing is just a little more subtle and stuff. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But in any case, so we were talking, we only have a few minutes left. And
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I know. It's like time.
Oh,
just
look, the angels, 555.
Oh, okay. No, the angels are 444.
I know, but in my land, it's 555.
Well, 555 represents changes.
I'm in a different time zone.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame. If we had more time, we'd be having them play Changes by, what's that, David Bowie.
Oh, I love
that song.
Oh, my God.
I've been on such, let me tell you something.
So
I have been on such a classic rock kick.
Really?
Oh my God! It's like I'm like going nuts on just listening to classic rock. You know, go to Pandora and you just hit the thing
Pandora.
And it's just one after another
God.
After another after another. It's like so much fun.
I love
to listen
Pandora.
To music. It puts me in such a great mood.
The spirits speak to you through music. There's no question.
Oh, absolutely.
No question. And it's so lucky. You're so lucky for that.
The other day, I was talking when I was doing a reading for this one girl. Half her reading is in songs. And I looked at her with bold confidence. I said, listen, I said, I know. And I said, I'm the first one to admit it, that not all psychics, no matter how good you are, you're not going to be 100%.
Right.
I said, you know, 80% at best at the top psychics.
And it's not because, it's just our interpretation.
It's
Spirit
our interpretation.
Right. Spirit's right.
And I said to her, but when I hear songs, I am 100%
I know you're
on
right.
the money when I hear songs. And I'm very confident with that. And so if my all my reads were just in songs, I'd be known as the canary psychic.
It's good you didn't hear Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I've heard that too.
I'm sure you have.
I've heard Highway to Hell. I've heard all those kind of songs.
And guys, if you could ever picture or have been on some of these readings that we have heard everything that you can hear. In fact, I heard, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. It was something to do myself. I had gone to a friend of mine, and not even a good friend, just an acquaintance. And he's a psychic. He's been a medium, actually. He's been a medium for like, psychic medium for like maybe 32 years. But he's not really that accurate, I have to say. He's not really that accurate. And he works out of New Hope, and I'll not mention the name. However, he did tell me something very interesting, and this is how I know he's not a really good psychic, is because he said, you know, you were involved one time with people from the dark side, and there could be no way I would be involved with people from the dark side because...
Hold on a second. Now, my interpretation of that, when you said that, is that not that you're involved with the dark side as far as working along with them, but you were involved in the sense of all the dark people around you in your life.
Because
that's exactly how I interpret.
He did say your spirit guides got them away from you. And believe me, folks, if I'm thinking of the same people, which has to be, they certainly did get them away from me. And he said, you're very protected by your spirit guides. They love you. And there's an ascended master who hangs out with me.
And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you. We're ending our show right now. May God bless all of you with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity.
Yes.
And until next week, everybody.
God bless you, folks.
Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.